somebody's going to get married. Before they get married, they're worried that they should maybe not get married, and that's why we're doing War of the Roses.
Okay.
So Lindsay's got an interesting situation here. Before she blows a ton of money and a ton of effort and a ton of energy and invites guests and then gets married to the wrong person, she wants to test them for War of the Roses. This should be a prerequisite for everybody who's about to get married.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody should be put on War of the Roses. Now,
I agree with that statement in general, yes.
Put them on War of the Roses before you get married to find out what's really going on. So Lindsay and I were kind of talking before we got started. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, thanks for being on. Let's talk about the wedding for a little bit. Can we talk about the wedding? Because this seems like a dream fantasy wedding. And I think that's one of the things is you don't want to spend, you know, mom and dad's money and your money on a wedding that if you're not sure something's going on. So talk to us a little bit about what this wedding is all about. And she's not bragging. This is just some people get the fairy tale wedding.
Okay. So my fiance and I, his name is Jack. We have been together since we were 15. And we are getting married in just a few months. I'm beyond excited because, I mean, you know, Jack and I have been high school sweethearts. And
have you ever dated anybody else? Because that's an interesting question. Yeah. Because I know some people that, like, Chase has never really dated anybody else. My son, he's getting married. He's never dated anybody. Did you or Jack ever dated anybody else?
I mean, we definitely had boyfriends and girlfriends, but it's like, how seriously can you date when you're 13 and 14?
Right. Okay, gotcha.
You know, I mean, really, it's just been the two of us with each other our whole lives.
So he is the one, you are the one. And that's one of the, I mean, justification for going all out for your wedding, because you're only going to get married once. That's the plan.
Yeah. And I mean, our engagement was, honestly, it was my dream engagement. I'm obsessed with the TV show Friends, as is everyone. But I mean, I am like the number one Friends fan. So he flew me to New York. We were outside the apartment, like the exterior of Rachel and Monica's apartment, and he proposed to me right there on the intersection. It was so beautiful, and like strangers were cheering for us.
Is that a thing? I didn't watch Friends that much. Is that a thing? You can go visit the is there like a real exterior shot of their apartment?
Yeah.
I knew it. Like, I've seen people do the couch, because you can go like on the set, like the orange couch in like Central Park.
I've seen that,
but yeah, that's cool.
So that's cool. And then you start planning the big wedding. So tell us, I got married in my mom and dad's backyard. Our biggest expense was a string quartet. We had a caterer out of an old Volkswagen bus.
Nice.
And we had about maybe 30 people show up. Your wedding's a little bit different. Tell us about your wedding.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. But, I mean, we put a lot of work into planning this. And so that's why I just want to be certain about Jack, because, I mean, we're getting married at a vineyard, and I'm arriving to the ceremony in, like, an old-school Rolls Royce, and we have an extravagant flower wall arch for photos for, like, people's Instagram, Snapchat, all that stuff. The vineyard we're getting married at made, like, a special blend just for us. It's called the Jack and Lindsay blend.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I would be worried, though, that they do that for every couple. It's like, okay, a Fallon and Steve, we're going to get married to be the Steve and Fallon blend. But that's cool. So they have a blend for your guests that's just for you guys. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do a tasting of that. And then, I mean, it's going to be awesome. So at the dinner, like, after everyone has their, it's like a seated dinner. And then they're going to have, like, a server come up to the table, and they are going to make the Bananas Foster table side.
Oh, my God. This is my dream wedding.
Where they light it on fire, right?
Yeah.
You know Cousin Jimmy's going to get drunk and set somebody on fire.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You know, but here's the thing. I think at an elegant wedding like this, Fallon, there is no Cousin Jimmy.
Yeah.
Cousin Jimmy either doesn't exist or he's not invited.
No, there's always one family member that's like hard on money, even at a rich wedding, and they steal like some presents or something.
Can we go back to the Rolls Royce? I just kind of realized what you said. You've got like a classic old Rolls Royce, like an old timey Rolls Royce that you're going to drive up to the wedding in?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a rental, but yeah.
Okay, and then Dad takes your arm and then walks you down the aisle. Is it Dad doing the whole walk down the aisle thing?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. What kind of surgeon is your father?
that's funny.
You know what's funny is that people who have money don't brag about it. The ones who have money, and I'm not saying that, you know, obviously you have some money or come from a family where mom and dad make a lot of money. They're modest about it. Mm-hmm. They're like, to them, this is normal.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of person who, you know, you and I would go to Disney World if we were lucky, or yep. Black Hills on a vacation.
And I would tell the world, whoo, did you see me at Disney World?
Right. And this may be somebody, Lindsay, you don't have to answer either way, who would go to Greece on vacation mm-hmm. or would go to Morocco on vacation. And this is just a different world. So tell me more about this wedding. So you got the Rolls Royce, you got the Bananas Foster tableside, you've got the wine, was it the wine custom blend? Mm-hmm. You got a flower wall. I think I know what a flower wall is just from the words.
Yeah. That's it.
It's just a wall of flowers. Okay.
And then you know how at the end of the reception, the couple leaves in, like, usually a limo. So we were going to do a hot air balloon, but with the weather issues, we were just decided to opt out of it. It just seemed impractical.
Can you see, you're right about that one. Hot air balloons are very weather dependent. If it's too windy, can you imagine you and Jack getting into the hot air balloon, a gust of wind picks it up and, like, sweeps you into some power lines?
That's my nightmare. It is laughable because it's not happening.
So what, do you have a jet helicopter to pick two kids up? Or what are you going to do when you leave this wedding?
No, I'm just going to leave in the same Rolls Royce that I show up in.
Okay.
The same disgusting Rolls Royce?
Not even a new one?
You're not going to get a different Rolls Royce? How trashy.
I mean, we have to save money somehow.
Uh-huh. Okay, smartass. Okay, so I kind of get it. You, before you spend all this money, and before you want to find out why he has been so distant and not much loving and a lot of stress in it. And so you're worried it could be his work or pre-wedding anxiety. One more question before we take a break, okay? Have you been doing most of this and he's been agreeing to it, or has he been right there with you?
I mean, he's really stressed with his job. He's an accountant and works really long days, especially lately. So I think he's just been really just bogged down. So I've been doing a lot of the planning and I just don't want to stress him out over it.
So is that your only... like, what, your only complaint, the only reason you're even doing roses is just because you've both been stressed?
I mean, we haven't been having as much sex lately since we got engaged.
Okay.
So it's a concern because it's just weird. But, I mean, he says it's wedding stress. I believe him. I know he's stressed at work. I believe him with that, too. But, I mean, you know, I just need to cross all my T's and dot my I's.
You got one of them chocolate fountains like they got down at Golden Corral at this wedding?
No, but that's actually not a bad idea.
Seriously, you should get one. That'll class the joint up a little bit.
Well, my favorite is like a little sponge cake in there.
Get one of them. I bet Golden Corral will rent you one.
Okay. I don't think anyone should do the shared fountain during this time.
Hey, you doing one of them sand things where you dump some sand in a little bottle and they dump sand? You doing that one? Hey, you doing one of them candles where you light a candle and they light a candle and then you light? Do you do one of them things? Okay, she's just, because it doesn't cross an elegant person's mind.
No,
apparently.
Doesn't. But she probably has fish bowls with little candles floating on top.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Okay. Isn't it funny? She's like, probably heard all these jokes before. It's like, okay.
No, because she hangs out with classy people, not people like you and me.
What year did you graduate from Wayzata High School?
Could have been Edina, thank you.
Could have been Edina. All right, stay there, and we'll be back in a second. We'll make the phone call. So I want to ask you a question. Number one, is she justified? Because really, he's gotten quiet and a little bit distant, not as much sex since they got engaged. But she also probably wants to make sure this, I don't know what this wedding's going to cost, but it sounds like it's probably over $100,000, and it might be like she didn't want to blow that money. I don't know if it's her money, mom's money, parents' money, family money, what. But it might be a good precaution if you worry that your spouse was cheating on you or your fiance was cheating and you had a big, expensive wedding coming up. Would you be worried? Would you be suspicious that maybe something's going on and maybe you should cancel the wedding?
I mean, for me, this scares me because I feel like this isn't, to me, it doesn't feel like enough to do this. So this is what worries me, that this would cause issues, but like doing this, but yeah.
Okay, but again, a lot of this stuff's probably non-refundable too.
Wouldn't you think? I would guess she's already losing, if it's only in a few months, she's going to lose a lot of deposits and half payments anyway. But yeah, I mean, better than all of it, I guess.
Well, let's get your thoughts. Send me a text at KDWB1. That's our short code. Or call me. Let's talk about this at 651-989-KDWB. We'll do those first, then we'll make the phone call to Jack when we come back with part two of War of the Roses. We had a lot of texts and people are not really happy with her.
Oh, they don't like her at all. This is like a prime example of one. It says that she has insecurity issues. I suggest she go to a therapist, and that this girl is literally so annoying.
Well, here's one. I thought this girl was just bragging about how expensive her wedding's going to be. I zoned out And I didn't even know why she suspects her fiance or cheating.
It did seem like she was kind of a little braggy.
Well, that's they're like, Jesus. Someone said, I wish I had that kind of money, or Jesus.
Another one, we say this once in a while, research shows the more money people spend on a wedding, the more likely they are to get a divorce. Here's one. I'm surprised such a, quote, classy person is doing War of the Roses, LOL.
I'll be honest, I kind of wondered that, too.
Wedding stress is real. I'm reading text messages at KDWB1. I gained 40 pounds and eventually canceled all venue plans and did a backyard celebration last minute. Now struggling with infertility issues. So hopefully things get better soon.
He says Jack is not cheating. He's figured out she is more into the wedding than marrying him.
I kind of wondered about that, too. I wonder if some people get so into the wedding and their day that they just aren't even sure that they want to marry somebody now.
This is, if she is wanting to do War of the Roses without hard evidence, she's a psycho. This guy needs to run.
Wow.
We'll see.
She better get used to less loving if she's getting married. Never good to go into a marriage with trust issues. Just the fact she's doing War of the Roses should raise a red flag. Okay. Let's find out who he's going to send the roses to. We'll make the phone call. Here's what happens. We give them a little ploy. We say, hey, we're from your cable company or your bank or whatever. We change it up. And then we say, hey, take this dumb little survey that's not real. And we fast forward through that because it doesn't mean anything. Okay, now we're the part where you get the roses. And then they select who they want to send roses to. Here we go.
Jack, we're going to send a dozen long-stem romantic roses out for you by the end of the week. So we just want to get the name of the recipient, and then we'll, of course, grab their address here in a second, too. But what's the first and last name?
Okay, the first name is Kara. The last name is...
Okay, and you can attach a card if you want. That's up to you.
Yeah, sure. Let's attach her.
Okay, what would you like that to say?
You can say, dear Kara, thanks for being such a huge part of my life.
Okay.
Are you serious? Yeah, Jack, are you serious? Did you say Kara?
Lindsay? What are you doing on this line? What are you doing on the phone?
Did you say Kara?
Yeah, I did.
Would that ever freak you out? I can understand why he's so freaked out. This happens every time on War of the Roses, and every time I try to stay out of it, because people go, Dave, shut up.
We're jumping in.
You jumped in too soon. But then this happens if I don't, to explain what's going on. It's not your phone company. It's not your cable company. It is the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show over at KDWB. And we put a little trap for you to see who you would send roses to. And you chose Kara. And I think everybody's question is, who is Kara? And why would you want to send her roses? And yes, that is Lindsay, your fiance, is on the phone right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, Kara's my boss.
Yeah, Kara's his boss. Is that why you've been working so late, Jack? Well, I've been sitting in rows planning our wedding. Why on earth are you sending your boss roses? Why?
I have been working late. You know, with the whole COVID thing, like, just a lot of accounting issues and taxes and all that. Like, but I was going to tell you, Lindsay, I'm going to be honest. We've just... We've been spending a lot of long hours together at the office, and I've just been spending...
Do you have feelings?
Working together.
Her?
I do.
Wow. Are you in love with her?
Yeah. I was going to tell you, like, it just... Things have been happening so fast. And
when? After we got married? When were you going to tell me that you were... Are you sleeping with her?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it didn't start out that way, but I was gonna,
how long has this been going on?
For about a year.
All right.
And I was gonna tell you, I wasn't gonna go through with the wedding. The timing has been so weird lately, and
I'm glad I found out for myself. I have to call my mother and my father and tell them about this. I have to call my family and tell them that the wedding is off. I have to call the Rolls Royce company. I have to call the Flower Wall company. I have to cancel all of these things because you're so selfish. I can't believe you.
For the issue, you care so much about this freaking wedding. Like, you we're barely even putting any airtime in our relationship. Like, the wedding is more important to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, you were working long hours because you were hooking up with your boss, so it was on me to plan the wedding. So I apologize for putting a lot of care and effort into this. I can't believe you. All right, be honest. Don't lie to me. Did you ever sleep with both of us on the same day?
Yeah.
Okay, so not really what she was expecting to hear, but she was right about all of her suspicions. And people are like, "Nah, I've changed my mind about Lindsay. Didn't like her at first, but now I kind of feel bad for her."
Oh, the response has dramatically changed since that. It says, literally yelling holy S in my car on every bomb that was dropped. Someone else, a year with 4 question marks. My jaws dropped. Wow, I'm so surprised. It says, good call, Lindsay. The woman always knows. Other people are defending what we said earlier because they were like, dude, shoot, why is everyone judging her so badly? Dave asked her about her wedding. She wasn't bragging. Like, we asked her questions about her wedding, so she told us the answer.
Yeah, like, you even went back and asked more details about it. So, yeah. She was just doing what she was asked.
Here's another text that says, doesn't care about the relationship, only cares about the wedding. She did kind of seem a little bit underwhelmed that he's sleeping with somebody else because her mind went to right away canceling the Rolls Royce.
That is true, I guess.
So, every week, we have a legal expert on, a family law attorney, Jonathan Fogel, to kind of give us a little breakdown of what cases that this has been similar to. And I also want to throw this out there. I get emails every week from people saying, how do I get a hold of Jonathan?
Yep.
And Jonathan does free consultations. If you want to go into Jonathan's office or even, can you do over the phone also, Jonathan?
We're doing a lot of over phone and even Zoom right now.
Okay, so if you want to do a consultation, Jonathan and I on the show are not here to encourage divorce in any way, but let's be honest, it's a fact of life for a lot of people. Jonathan, listen to War of the Roses this week. What did it remind you of? What did you get? What takeaway did you get from War of the Roses?
Yeah, I mean, look, I feel bad for Lindsay. I mean, here's the thing. Everybody wants to believe that their marriage is going to last forever. They have the fairy tale wedding. They put a lot of money into it. But statistically, you know, approximately still 50% of marriages end in divorce. And like you said, Dave, I mean, I'm not here to promote divorce. That's just my job. I try to help people get it through it the best they can. But when you get married, what you have to remember is you're entering into a legally binding contract with somebody. It's not just a civil ceremony in front of friends and family. It's a legally binding contract that says if you get divorced, you're going to divide your money, no matter who earns it. If your spouse stays home, you're going to have to pay some alimony. Or if you have kids, you are going to have to co-parent the rest of your children's lives. So there are contracts, and by law, you're required to do those things.
Do you get people coming to your office that have no idea? They sit down and go, yeah, I want to put a stop to this. And then they go, oh, we have to divide property? Are there people that don't know that?
There are. There are people that come in that I've had consultations even over the last couple of weeks where someone came in and asked me, you know, said, hey, I want to get divorced. My spouse hasn't worked. And I said, well, you're going to have to pay some sort of alimony. And they couldn't believe it. They said, what do you mean?
What if their spouse was, Jonathan, what if their spouse was cheating or even abusive or something and they want to get a divorce and they make the money? They still, even if there's bad situations, the spouse caused the divorce, they still got to pay?
In Minnesota, it's a no-fault divorce. So the reason for the divorce is not relevant to the property division or to the payment of spousal maintenance, or alimony, as they call it. So, yeah, I mean, and people don't know that. And I know people do a lot of premarital counseling, like with their priest or their rabbi or pastor. But I think they should be marriage counseling about what happens when you get divorced. People need to go into it with their eyes open.
So if you feel yourself about to get a divorce, you should talk to somebody about what that's going to be all about.
Absolutely. I get people coming in all the time that aren't necessarily ready to get divorced, but they are thinking, well, if it happens, what are my rights going to be?
Yeah.
So I get conversations like that all the time, and I think that's a really important thing to do.
Okay, Jonathan is on every week right after War of the Roses to add a little different kind of perspective to it. And if you want to get hold of Jonathan, doing free consultations. So if you're thinking about, you know, like going down that road, and don't be ashamed or embarrassed about it. Sometimes it's a life changer for the better. Don't we all know a lot of people, Jonathan, that are happier after they got out of a bad marriage?
You're speaking to one of them.
Jonathan, thanks for being on.
That was good.
if you want to call Jonathan, we got a phone number. If you want to wait to call later, we got a website. Let's get your phone number first, Jonathan.
Yeah, it is 612 612-622-6244.
612-822-6244. Got it. And the website is?
Is FogelFamilyLaw.com.
F-O-G-E-L, FamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on War of the Roses, okay?
You too. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Jonathan.
This text just made me laugh. It says, all right, she's definitely Dinah because she calls her parents mother and father.
That's true. If you call your parents mother instead of mom and dad by this point.
Do people in Edina call their parents mother and father?
That's
well, I mean, you think about it, in some, you know, some state like Indiana, it's never mother and father. It's ma and pa.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
I have a couple friends from Edina, and I know that I've heard them say mother. I'm positive I've heard him say mother.
Never called my mother mother unless I was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Or father. It was always mom and dad. Thanks for listening to War of the Roses. If you want to do one, then send us an email to ryanshow@kdwb.com.